And that's where we leave the World Service and start our day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nichols. There's all of the latest news and weather coming up and the criminal gangs involved in illegal hair coursing. First, I look forward to the weekend on Radio 4.
The British Army has shrunk to its smallest size for over 200 years.
I don't like to fight. I don't like war. I think it just causes more damage than good.
I'm speaking to people at the coalface of the Army's recruitment strategy.
The personnel that we had in the careers offices weren't really in the right place to connect with a target audience that was much younger, with a different set of values.
At a crucial time in geopolitics, why are the Army's numbers falling?
I do think our country still has that national unity and willingness to contribute.
That's Britain's Shrinking Army, with me, Ash Bardwaj. This Sunday afternoon at 1:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast. Here's Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Caroline, and good morning. The shipping forecast is issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 18th of March, 2025. The general synopsis at midnight. High German bite, 1,034, expected Hungary with little change by midnight tonight. Low southwest Spain, 1,003, losing its identity by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. West backing southwest 2 to 4. Fair, good. North at 0. Westerly or northwesterly backing southerly later 2 to 4. Fair, good. South at 0. Northwesterly becoming variable later in west 2 to 4, but 5 or 6 in southeast. Fair, good. 40s. Southerly 2 to 4, but variable 3 or less at first in east. Fair, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fisher. Northwesterly backing southwesterly later in west 3 or 4, but 5 or 6 in northeast. Fair, good. German bite. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 or 5 in southwest. Fair, good. Humber, Thames. East veering southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Dover. East or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 until later. Fair, good. White, Portland. East or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Plymouth. East or southeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Biscay. Easterly, veering southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 at times in far southwest. Showers, good. Fitzroy. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in west and later in south, perhaps gale 8 later in south. Occasional rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Easterly or southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in Sole and Fastnet, and decreasing 4 at times in Lundy. Showers, good. Irish Sea. Southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, then decreasing 3 at times later. Mainly fair, good. Shannon. Southeast 5 to 7. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Rockall and Malin. Showers, good. Fair Isle. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, but variable 3 or less in west. Mainly fair, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southeast 4. 16 miles, 1027, falling. Stornoway. West by north 1. 12 miles, 1027, falling. Lerwick. South southwest 3. 22 miles, 1,029, falling. Lucas, west-northwest, 1. Fog, 8 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Bridlington, east-southeast, 5, 1,029, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east, 5, 11 miles, 1,025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1,023. Jersey, east by south, 4, 11 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast, 6, 5 miles, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, east-southeast, 6, missed 4 miles, 1,017, falling. Valentia, east by south, 4, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1,018, falling. Rondlesway, east 5, 9 miles, 1,025, falling. Malin Head, east-southeast, 4, 16 miles, 1,025, falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure over the North Sea will move away southeastwards today. However, it will continue to extend a ridge of high pressure across the United Kingdom through the period. This will bring fair conditions to many coastlines with light to moderate winds, although strong winds will affect the south and west at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, but southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 in east. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in east, becoming variable 3 or less at times in the firths of Forth and Tay. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 4 or 5, decreasing 3 at times later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly, veering southeasterly 4 or 5, decreasing 3 at times. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, then decreasing 3 at times later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, near St David's Head. Mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast 4 or 5, decreasing 3 at times in shelter. Fair, good. Isle of Man. East or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Lochfall to Carlingford Lock. Southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in east. Showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first and in the North Channel. Showers, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, near the Mull of Kintyre. Mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4 in north, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. Shetland Isles. Southerly or southwesterly, becoming variable in west, 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 18th of March. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Caroline Nichols. Israel has launched extensive airstrikes in Gaza, with more than 200 people reportedly killed. The government is preparing to reveal how it will overhaul the welfare system. Around 80,000 pages of files related to the assassination of John F. Kennedy are to be released. Officials at the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza say more than 200 people have been killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his military was taking strong action against Hamas because the militant group had refused to release the remaining Israeli hostages and rejected the latest ceasefire proposals. Hamas wants to stick with the previous arrangement under which Israeli troops would have to pull out of Gaza. Our Gaza correspondent, Rushdie Abu Alouf, is monitoring the situation from Cairo.
We are talking to some locals in different areas. They are talking about at least two mosques were hit, four or five buildings. They are talking about also a school housing displaced people. So this is the biggest wave of Israeli airstrikes since January the 19th, when the ceasefire get into effect.
The Work and Pensions Secretary, Liz Kendall, will set out how the government intends to reform health and disability benefits this afternoon. Downing Street insists there's a moral and economic case to overhaul the benefits system, but there's been particular concern among Labour backbenchers about the future of personal independence payments, as our political correspondent Ian Watson reports.
Ministers have said they would protect the most vulnerable, and in practice, this is likely to mean that those clearly unable to work will not face further and often stressful reassessments of their condition and will keep the entirety of their payments. However, the eligibility criteria are set to be tightened for those with less severe conditions, and that means some current recipients will inevitably lose out. It's expected that unemployed people in receipt of universal credit and who are actively looking for work will see their benefit levels rise. Help and support for getting back into work will increase. People with disabilities who try out a job won't lose their existing benefit entitlement if it goes wrong.
The Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch is to set the party on a new path for tackling climate change, questioning the current 2050 target to reach net zero carbon emissions. In a speech later this morning, she'll say the date, put into law by Theresa May's government, can't be achieved without a serious drop in living standards or bankrupting the country. Politicians in Germany are to vote on a plan to remove debt restrictions in order to fund a rise in defence spending. Germany has the largest defence budget in Europe already. A boost in German defence spending is central to an €800 billion plan to rearm Europe. Previously withheld documents on the assassination of the former US President